Hi, everybody. This is Steve Barish. I wanted to talk to you tonight about the beautiful bracelet. Megan shipped me a bracelet, and it's just unbelievable. And my friend Debbie got involved in it, and I ended up getting the bracelet through Debbie. So a lot of kudos for my friend Debbie. She's my best friend, actually, and we're very close. And she got a bracelet, I think, a week before I did, and she was really excited about that bracelet, and gave her a tremendous amount of energy, and it was really, really nice of her to call Megan and tell her that I wanted a bracelet. And of course, Megan shipped me one out, and I got it, put it on, and it was absolutely incredible. The bracelet is just really, really gorgeous. It looks like silver on the outside. On the inside is black tourmaline. They look like little balls of tourmaline that are in the bracelet itself. But the energy that comes out of that bracelet is really incredible. And one of the things that it does do is get rid of ELF. And that's really, really good, because there's so much of it around. But anyhow, the when I put the bracelet on, it was nothing but tremendous power, lots and lots of power. So I really had a lot of fun with it, and it really gave me a tremendous amount of energy boost. So I can tell you that this bracelet really works. It's not as good as the necklace, but I'll tell you something, it really puts out a tremendous amount of energy, and it's very beautiful to look at. It has a mermaid on it, and it also has a porpoise on it, so it's really a dolphin, excuse me, and it's really beautiful, or porpoise, whatever you want to call it, nice size, and it emits a tremendous amount of energy in the bracelet, and I'm really surprised that it does that. It's really beautiful. It does a lot of wonderful things, including clearing the energy fields around your body. I'm capable of being able to see that kind of energy, and it really does a beautiful job. So to let you know that this bracelet works, absolutely, this bracelet does work. And it's really, really great to use. So I can tell you without a doubt that that energy that comes from this bracelet is really, really beautiful. But anyhow, Megan might have forgotten to come on this evening. We called her and tried to get a hold of her. So hopefully a little later on she'll be on the program. And she can tell you how her father made this wonderful bracelet. And it's just absolutely beautiful. I've been using it for the last week and really getting a lot of mileage out of it. So I think it's just perfect for me. And I know it's perfect for Debbie. We've been talking about this bracelet all week long and really excited about the tremendous energy that it puts out and the boost that it puts out. I think what I see also with the bracelet is that it's churning away on the inside. The energy is flowing left to right through the bracelet. What it's doing is creating a lot of spontaneous healing, actually, through me. And I've been able to feel that energy and be able to work with the energy. So it feels real good. So anyhow, I just hope that everything is okay with you guys. If you need to talk to me about any healing or getting better, we had a wonderful program last week. We had quite a few people that needed some healing, and I'm willing to do that again this evening. So if anybody needs to call, don't forget to do that. I think it's really wonderful that we can talk together and be together and really do some amazing work. The genius of the necklace is, of course, Dr. Fred Bell, my friend, and he's gone from us now, God bless him,
But he left us with a lot of knowledge and a lot of thought, and I believe that his daughter is very capable of running that company, and she does a beautiful job. So if you need anything from Megan, don't hesitate to call her. She's just a wonderful person and really knows the product very well. Of course, I have a couple different necklaces. I have a full platinum necklace, and I have a 18-karat gold, solid gold necklace that I wear. The energy in that is just incredible. So between the nuclear receptor and this bracelet, it actually catapults us a little bit and does a good job. So I think all in all, it's just a fantastic piece of work, and it's capable of really doing a tremendous amount of work, and it's a lot of fun to use. Again, if anybody needs to call like we did last week, don't hesitate to call us. I'm here to help you. I'm here to talk to you. Whatever you need, I'm willing to bring to you. And so that would be a lot of fun for me. I want to say hello to the people in Wilmington, Delaware, or even in Delaware. My son was telling me that his daughter-in-law, his sister-in-law, pardon me, is in Delaware. And she was saying that I'm very well known in Delaware, so I think it's a lot of fun to be able to talk to people, and you know, just to say that we're friendly, and just to be able to sit and just be aware of all the energy that's around us. That would really be wonderful to talk about. So if anybody's in Delaware, or Wilmington, or any area like that, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you as much as I can. I love everybody, and it's just been a wonderful time for me. I have a nice woman that I'm seeing now who is very creative, has children. She's very wonderful, and she's capable of keeping me interested, which is very difficult to do. I need to be challenged, and so that's important for me, is to be challenged, and she certainly does that. We joined a tanning salon, and so we go tanning together and have a lot of fun that way. Of course, she's busy with her kids, so I just want to say hi and hope that everything is doing well for you, honey. But if anybody is out there, really, that needs some help, I'm willing to help you as much as I can. I think what I'd like to do this evening, again, is to do a meditation, if we can, and just bring in the holy energy from heaven, and let that energy surround us and bring us happiness and as much holiness as we possibly can. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a guided meditation with you. I can feel myself already receiving the energy to be able to do that. So what we're going to do, I'm going to shut my eyes and just take my time and breathe slowly. I'm breathing in the energy of God. I do that by saying I bring in the energy from heaven, right from God. So you could do that or say, I love God, I love everything about him, and just breathe that energy in. I breathe in the breath of God. Very, very simple words, very simple way of captivating all that wonderful energy from heaven and bringing it into our souls and into our mind, and it's really fabulous to do. So I breathe in the breath of God. It's a simple phrase that's very, very powerful. It's not me that said that. It is from God that said that, so people can actually use that as a simple way of reaching heaven. And so I'm asking you, I breathe in the breath of God. So what we need to do is just slow down and just say, I breathe in the breath of God. so you can say, I breathe in the breath of God. Shut your eyes. Let the energy flow through you. Let every bit of energy flow through you. It's coming through me, going out and touching you. This has nothing to do with me. This is God energy. I'm just bringing it in and allowing that energy to flow through us. And that's a lot of fun to do. That's great. I feel the energies. You guys should be already almost centered already. It only takes a few seconds to become centered and grounded with this energy. That's it. Just allow that to be with you. That's fantastic. That's so great. Thank you for being with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to spend some time with you. You should be able to feel that energy flowing through you quite well and quite easily. It's been quite a busy day. It's great. The wonderful energy. Just allow that energy to flow through you, around you. That's beautiful. It only takes a minute to do. Doing well. It seems to be flowing very well and very easily. You should be able to see light right now. You should be able to see that flowing through you. Actually, what we're doing is that God has come down and has opened the energy inside of you to allow you to feel the energy outside of you, but inside of you, open up to a brighter energy. So what I'm saying is that the energy inside of you is opening up freer to allow you to feel and experience the Lord's energy. And what he's doing is opening you up and allowing you to be who you are. I think it's wonderful. What an experience for you guys. Be able to feel that energy. If you notice any darkness that's coming out of you, that is negative energy you don't need anymore. It's being supplied with your own energy that's opening up inside of you, causing the other energy to leave. The negative energy that you have, that we all have. And what we're doing is allowing that to leave through a process of love. Everything that we do is with love in mind. That's wonderful. Really wonderful to be able to do that with you. It's really wonderful to be able to share that with you. I want to say hello to my son, Jason, and his beautiful wife, Janet, and their children. I think it's really lovely to be in contact with my son. So wonderful. I'm glad to be able to experience the love from my girlfriend. It's really unique. She's a very sweet girl. The funny thing about it is she has energy but doesn't know it. And that's okay. There's a lot of us that have energy and don't know that we have it. We're all connected the same way. We are all connected to God. That's what it's all about. What a wonderful meditation. Let's wake up. Here we go. Just come back into your body very slowly. Just feel the love. That's all you need to do is feel the love. It's so simple to feel. That's wonderful. The necklace, the nuclear receptor, is it's just a beautiful piece of work. And it's made by or designed by the Pleiadians. And it has a lot of NASA in it. And it has a lot of Fred Bell in it. And he's just up there looking around. And I hope he's listening to the program tonight. And either telling me I'm doing a good job or a bad job. But he's been talking to me from time to time and really helping me. And I suspect that he's helping his daughter. His daughter is an extremely bright, very brilliant child. She's, I think, 20. She could be in her 30s now. The experience of her is very very loud. It's she has a lot of strength and in-depth qualities about her, like her dad did. And of course, I always thought him a tremendous genius, and that's been good for me because it's given me a lot of hope and a lot of dreams that hopefully things will work out in my life the best that they possibly can. And that's what I live for, is to be the best that I can be and to move in those graces. So it's a lot of fun for me to be close with the Paradigm. When Fred was alive, he was a tremendous player on my side. And I was a tremendous player on his side. We were very dear friends. We talked a lot. He was the person that did all the work with the energies, and I was the one that could see the energies. So between the both of us, he was making the product, and I was telling what the product did. And I had a feeling he knew a lot of what he was seeing. I just saw a little bit more that he could, and I told him about what was going on, and he told me what was going on and how it makes and how the energy was moving, and I would tell him, well, this is the way it's actually moving, and we had a lot of fun together. I remember when we did the projectors, and he sent me 4 projectors, and I could see the light. Each pyramid in the projector would light up, and I put them in my my room. I have a massage room, and the projectors are on the wall. I have my my master crystal under the table, So what would happen was, this is before the Master Crystal, the energy would light up each one of the points in the projectors. So if there was, I don't know how many there are, but the room would be lit up with these projectors, and in the center of the room would be a ball of white, bright white light energy. And it was just absolutely incredible. It stayed right in the center of the table. So when people would lie on the table, they would feel this tremendous energy. They still do. It's grown a lot since the period of time when I first met it. I remember within the first 2 weeks, I remember the energy actually changing. The light and energy was changing in the center of the room, in the room with it had tremendous quality about it. The light was so strong. It stayed in, as I said, in the center of the room. The room would actually disappear. Now, I'm not a prophet. I don't propose to be. I don't ask if I am. I don't talk about it, but the Bible speaks of the energy around them would leap like lambs, and that's the same thing that would happen around my room. The energy would leap around in the center of the room, and eventually all that energy would leave, and nothing would be there but pure universe. And my clients would keep their eyes shut, but they could feel and experience the energy in the room had left, and this tremendous loving energy filled the room. The first thing I saw was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I saw them very clearly. And then, of course, they just left the room, and there was tremendous energy around there just vibrated the room. In other words, there was nothing to the room except air and the universe. Everything else was gone. You couldn't even see a wall. You couldn't see anything in the room but the energy, pure, loving energy from heaven. And it was tremendous, and it was a lot of fun to look at. Of course, I've been using that type of energy ever since. And it's been growing tremendously, and to have that kind of energy, I presume its power is very very dominating. But you know, when you grow with energy, you become very, very. What's a good word to use? You become very, very. Light with it. You become part of the energy. You become the energy itself. And you become very humble. The energy is so big and so wonderful and so graceful that all you can do basically is to be able to feel that energy and know that it's there. And you really become very humble. You become very small because that energy is just flowing through you, past you, around you. So it feels tremendously powerful, but at the same time, it feels very holy. The holiness is coming from heaven. The holiness is coming from the universe. It almost puts you in the center of the universe, and that's a tremendous feeling, because what you're doing is that you're taking that energy and living the life that was meant for you to live. I mean, it's just pure power, absolute pure power. I'd like to say that I'm intimate with God, and I believe he's intimate with me. I've been feeling him ever since I've been a child. He left when I was, I think, around 7 or 8 years old. when I would go to synagogue by myself, I could feel his presence all about me. And when I would sleep until I was 18 years old, I could feel him sleeping with me. I could feel him breathing around me. That was quite an experience. I knew that I was pretty safe in his arms. And so it was really wonderful. And so I'm learning a lot. I'm still learning a tremendous amount about energy and how that really does work. The more you love God, the more you love yourself. The more you feel your soul, the more you feel everybody else's soul. It's just a tremendous feeling to be able to feel that kind of power and just be humble with it. You can't be majestic with it, but you can be humble with it. Only God's majestic. I just try to keep myself as humble as I possibly can to use this kind of energy. It's just a way, another way of becoming more inept, in depth with the energy that's given you. And, of course, Dr. Fred Bell, the Palladians, and I believe the, if I remember correctly, we talked about this for quite a while. This was not the Palladians. This was the Andromedans. Please forgive me. The Andromedans were involved with the projectors, and they've really been with me for quite some time. So it's been really good to use this wonderful energy and to know that I'm protected with it. It's really nice to be sublime, but to also know that the power of God is all around us. No matter what we do, he's always there. The power of God is always around us and always extremely close to our needs. And believe me, I'm not perfect by any of the imagination of anybody, including myself. I just try to live a good life and try to listen to what he says and try to help as many people as I possibly can. I think it's always there. I think that we're always being pressed and pushed further ahead with a lot of love and a lot of understanding to give us a prime idea of his wonderfulness. It's just tremendous. Feeling the energy of heaven, feeling the energy of God all around us. It's just wonderful, just absolutely wonderful. But if there's anybody who needs some help, please don't hesitate. Give us a phone call. Please give us a phone call. I think you would have a lot of fun with me, and I would have a lot of fun with you, and we can explain a lot to each other and really do a lot of good. I think it would be wonderful. So that's really, really great. I'm not in my house, so I don't have the phone number for the radio station. But I imagine one of the brothers do. So if they could repeat it to me, I could tell you, and you could give us a call. And I think that would be a tremendous lot of fun for you and a lot of fun for me. But again, I'm not in the house. I'm not with Megan Bell. I'm just with Steve Parrish here and having a lot of fun. The idea of energy, that we can feel it or that we can taste it or we can be part of it, is that God wants us to be part of it. It's not something it's very reachable. It's extremely reachable. All you need to do is let go, let everything come through that's good and wise, and don't worry about what has happened before. Just allow the love to come through to you, and you're fine. Everything that you worry about, everything that you don't need will be taken from you, and everything that you do need will be given unto you. Without even asking, all you need to do is just take that energy and allow it to run. That's all you need to do. Be who you are. It's just wonderful to have that kind of energy that surrounds you and loves you and gives you the amount of love that you need every second, every millisecond. So you are doing what you need to do to make it possible to feel just absolutely wonderful. And that's what you need to do. And it will allow you to open up. You will be able to do things that you never thought possible. Usually what happens when I'm working on somebody, the first thing that opens up is people's hearts. And the heart actually opens up through God, not through me, but through God. And the colors change, and it just goes right through the body and makes a tremendous, tremendous change. It's really a lot of fun. I was having some issue with one of the insurance companies. We'll talk about that some other time, but I was having dinner with Bob, a dear friend of mine, and we were sitting and talking, and I said, geez, that company, the insurance company, sure is powerful. And God looked over and said to me, doesn't look too powerful to me. So he's always there. He's got a lot of humor, and he's really got a lot to say. It doesn't look too powerful to me. He's just an amazing, loving man, loving spirit, and it's just wonderful having him in my life to be able to do what I need to do. And it's tremendous power to be able to love God so much that you're willing to do anything that you can in this world to be and to allow yourself to be loved by Him and loved by yourself. The more you allow God to come into you, the more that you open up on the inside to allow the energy to protect you on the outside. So the importance of being bright and being witted, and what I mean is that we all have values, but what we need to do is allow that value to go. Allow God to fill the heavenly light that's inside of you. I don't know if everybody's listened to me or not, but you need to have your eyes be attached to the heaven's eyes, and that's what you look through. Don't look through your own eyes. Look through heaven's eyes. And that's part of the love that's given to you that you can actually see when you open up to the energy to allow yourself to think, to allow that thought to leave and just be. Just allow yourself to be around that energy. That's all you need to do. Know that that energy is love, it's freedom. It has to do with a lot of feelings, a lot of undoubts. Because when you start loving God and you let go, that's when the wisdom comes in. That's when everybody says, you know, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of the prophets. That's where that all came from. Just allow yourself to go. Allow yourself to feel the energy flowing through you. Allow the energy to give you the love that you deserve. Not the love you feel, but the love you deserve. Because the love you deserve is heaven, is God, is the power of life. On this planet, we have forgotten to live in that light. Excuse me for saying that, but we have forgotten to live in that light. Everything is more important. Everything that we value is not valued the way heaven values it. Everything that we have, everything that we have gotten, everything that we think is important, it might not be important to God. What's important is that you allow it to go, allow the energy to flow through you and about you, and give yourself the freedom to express your own expression. That's what you want to do. That's how you want to feel. We have a lot of courts. We have a lot of laws. We have a lot of things that are on this planet that do we need. And I believe that if people were more open to the energy of heaven, they would be able to feel more universal law than all the laws that are put on this planet. If people were more honest and more truthful, and to be able to speak what they feel and hear from heaven, we wouldn't need laws. We would have the law of God and the law of the universe. There are laws, believe it or not. Everything has got laws. But what we do is to suppress our anger, to suppress everything that we have that we think is good for us. When in all, the law of heaven is the highest law that there is. Do we live in that law? Do we live in heaven? Most of us do, some of us don't. Some of us don't understand the law of heaven. The law of heaven is love. The law of heaven is everything that is goodness and bright in the world. The Ten Commandments, the Ark of the Covenant, things that are real, things that are loving to us, and to be able to move us, to be able to see it, to be able to feel it. We're talking about Jesus, we're talking about Muhammad, we're talking about all the people that make these laws even better. They bring down all this from heaven. They bring down all this from all over the universe. And that's what we need to find out. We need to live in that law. When you start living in the law of the universe, that's when you start healing. That's when you start loving. That's when things are important to you that value more than the laws here. I'm not saying the laws here are bad. They're not bad. But what we need to do is live by a higher system. And if you live by the higher system, life is very valuable. Life is sweet. It's very dear. Children are dear. Everything about life is true, is just absolutely true. And the way to arrive to that is to let go. Let everything go around you. And television, is it bad? Is it good? Is it whatever, whatever, whatever? Think of it yourself. When you open up your own heart, when you open up your own gut, and you feel the love of light in your gut, and you feel it in the love of your own person, that's where the wisdom is. That's where the tenderness of love is. And so for me, it's just I have different values, and I just like living by my value. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this to you. Maybe you need to live by your own value. But what I'm doing is giving you a simplified version of how things are figured out in the universe. How much love is in the universe? How much do we owe ourselves to listen to ourselves, to be able to hear God, that little voice that's in us, that speaks to us, is that's the voice of God, and the voice of reason, and the voice of everything that's good. So if you hear that little voice inside your head, listen to it. I live by that voice, and everything has been sweet, everything has been profound, everything is filled with love, everything I'm doing is trying to be as much as I possibly can be. You know, I'm not perfect, I have accidents, I do things wrong, but I try to live my life because I try to live as deep and as well as God will let me, and the more that I let go every day, the more I have a vision. So that's what I do, and it's so much fun to do that. It's so much fun to be in that kind of grace. So to know that energy is out there, we have devices here that can open us to that energy. And that energy can be opened up with a nuclear receptor. It can be opened up with the paradigm energies, There's a lot of it here, and there's a lot of it. I've seen the energy that Fred was dealing with, and that energy is extremely strong, extremely bright, and I've been involved in a lot of that. How do I know? It works. I mean, the man was a beautiful inventor. He really knew what he was doing. He was one of the bells. I mean, the guy's an incredible inventor. But we had a lot of fun. We also had a tremendous amount of fun. We used to talk about drag racing. We talked about all kinds of cars. And he was one of the innovators back in those days. And that was a lot of fun. That was a tremendous amount of fun back in 62 and 63. He had a 62 409, and he had the Z11 engine, which he got from the factory. Nobody else had it except for a few other drivers, like, let's say, who had Chevy back in those days? I believe it was Dave Strickler, a couple of guys from California, and they were extremely fast cars. And, of course, nobody could beat them because they had these special engines, and that's the way things are. But anyhow, to get back to Fred in a different light, the last thing that he was working on, I believe, was a machine that could heal everything. He never let me in to be able to work with that, but he was telling me, I think it was called the X machine, if I remember. And I've had some talk with some of the people that were in design of that, and I was in awe about what they were talking about. So these things actually do work. I know that the necklaces work. I know that this bracelet works. I know that the projectors work. It's just a tremendous gift that the Andromedans gave us. And the more we practice with it, the more we open up with it, the more we can do with it. And so I've been practicing and doing for a long time. And there's a lot that I could say, but there's a lot I don't want to say. It's just something that you need to do for yourself. I can lead you to it, but you have to have a projector so I can talk to you and make sense of how this actually works. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun to be able to handle this kind of energy and to be able to help people along the way. It's really unique that we're able to talk about things that really do work, and these things really do work. I've done a tremendous amount of work with Fred. I remember we were in, let's see, hello? We were in tremendous, doing tremendous energy in California. We were doing energy work in California, that's correct. I had an audience of about 500 people that he was talking to, and I came in at the last 5 minutes. And he wanted me to show them what it feels like to be balanced. I balanced that room out in about 30 seconds. Everybody was completely balanced. Chakras, everything, front chakras, back chakras, opening up. They could feel the energy flowing through their hands, flowing through their feet, flowing through their heads. And that was a lot of fun to do. The tremendous energy was given to me by God. It wasn't something that I created. It's something that was given by God. And I love that energy so much that I've been practicing with it more and more. And I think I can handle a lot more people than 500. I had my own program where we were dealing with more than 1 million people. And we were doing meditations. We were doing all kinds of things. People were feeling the energy all over the world. So I know this energy works. We are all connected. There's nobody that's not connected to the energies, either good, bad, whatever the case may be. But the energies were all connected to each other a tremendous amount of love, tremendous love. And it was a lot of fun being able to do that with a lot of people. And I've really been very enlightened by the experience of being able to take that energy and to be extremely humble with it and open people up to new areas and allow them to discover who they really were or really are. So that's who we are. I mean, you know, when you take these energies and you open up to the universe and you allow that light, that tremendous light, my goodness, when I first saw the energy of the universe in one cell, I was just absolutely amazed to see that kind of energy in one cell. And here we are, we have billions of cells running through us, and to be able to see that in one cell, it just blew me away. I mean, just to see the universe in one cell was just absolutely amazing. And my God, I stopped and I just looked at everything and I'm saying, oh my God, just think one cell having all that energy and it's changed constantly. It's just changed constantly and we gain that kind of strength and we gain that kind of love. You know, it's just absolutely amazing. The Ark of the Covenant. I've been in the Ark of the Covenant quite a few times. I've seen it. I've been in there over a month at a time. It's been quite an honor to be able to do that. Why I was shown that, I have no idea. I have no idea at all. But I was given the energy to be able to see the Ark, to be inside the Ark. I can tell you things, but now it's not a good time to say them. It's already 8:50. It's just tremendous energy that is filled with love. Just believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and let it go. Believe that you are part of God's expression. That's what it's all about. Your expression is God. God is your expression. There's no difference. All we need to do is discover ourselves, to allow ourselves to become unique in the way that we can talk, unique in the way that we can feel. I think it's tremendous that we have the ability to be able to match ourselves with anything on this planet. Trees, you know, trees are wonderful. I mean, even the forests, even everything has got light. Everything has got eyes. If you don't think the trees don't have eyes, or grass doesn't have eyes, or animals, or whatever the case may be, everything on this planet has got eyes. And I think it's really wonderful to say that we have the ability to be able to share that with other people, to be able to share life with other people. So I think it's just a wonderful way of being. And Megan Bell, she's just a wonderful person. She has an ability that most people don't have. She has the wit to be able to carry on her father's wish, and she's doing that quite well. So we're going to be doing a show, by the way, in October, October 25th, 26th, and 27th. At the Hotel New Yorker, and that should be a lot of fun. So anyhow, I'm going to sign off. It's 8:52. I just want to tell you I love you, and I'll be here in 2 weeks. Hopefully Megan Bell will be here with us. If she's not, God bless her. She's quite a lady. She knows her stuff, and I think if you want to call her, she can show you around Paradigm and really do a wonderful job. So anyhow, tonight's been a fulfilling night for me. I'm coming back to myself. It's good to talk to you, and it's good to be a part of your life. Thank you so much. God bless you, and have a wonderful week. And I wish everybody a Happy New Year, and and that's everybody. Just be happy who you are and be who you are. It's just a wonderful way of being. Thank you so much. God bless, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.